Good morning. Hello, hello, beautiful girls. Beautiful.
So. Ni hao. Uh-huh.
Good evening,
Nico. Konnichiwa.
Hey. Welcome everyone.
Welcome.
Yes.
Welcome everyone.
Bonjour.
Hi Mariana.
Welcome.
Hi Nico.
To the new listeners of Turkey.
Oh wow. Okay. Okay.
So thank you.
We should have learned how to say hello in Turkish. All right, yeah. Next time.
Yeah, next time. Okay, Pablo, what's the topic?
I don't know, but I'm feeling old today.
aging, maturity, aging. Or experiences in life that they get collected in our wrinkles.
Well, our perhaps how life changes as you mature, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
So one of the things that we can say, and you can say if you that happened to you or not, but I was fearless. You have no idea what the timeline is. If you are 18 and someone says to you they are 40, you see them as these grandparents kind of thing. And anyone with white hair becomes, you know, just, I don't know, just someone that is almost crossing the line. And then it starts to change around 30. And at 30s, I think more fears appear and you have more an idea of, oh, wow, I've been on this earth for 30 years, supposedly. I'm not halfway, but wow, time goes actually quite fast. And then from 30s, what I notice is like life became on speed, just too fast. And now it's almost like you open your eyes, you live your day, boom, it's just, it gets faster and faster and faster. Does it happen to you?
Your daily experience gets faster or time passes faster?
Both. It's just so. But it's a good point because the experiences, when I live them, because I'm more aware, I'm more present, they are deeper.
Go, Nico.
Go. Yeah, I feel the same. I feel the same that in the last couple of years, like I feel like everything has happened so fast. And on the one hand, it's like it's good to be older. No, I like being older because I don't know, I see life quite differently based on my life experiences. I don't want to go back when I was 20, for example, and having to leave everything again. Going back to the university, studying all over again and everything. But on the other side, it's like, wow, it's quite a lot of numbers there.
So, yeah.
And the other day we were chatting with my high school friends, and we were realizing that when we got out of high school, our parents had the same age as we have now.
Yeah.
So we felt so old. It's like, oh my God. At that point, it's like, no, but they are my parents. They are so old.
But one of the things that I do notice is, like, I ask sometimes the question, will you do everything again? Or will you prefer to be in another age in your life, like let's say, okay, at 25 or something. And no way. The best version of me is today. Like I don't, you know, I don't miss anything from the past years. Like at 20s, you know, as a woman or teenage years, it's so horrible to be a woman. Your body changes, you compare yourself with everybody, these insecurities about who you are and what you're worth and all this shit is just so huge. But then after 40s, you become so free of that. It's all about what do I want to do? what do I like? What am I going to discover about myself? It's more, you just don't give a shit about the rest of the people, right? Does it happen to you?
Well, as you know, as a boy, when you become a teenager and you start liking girls, at least for most boys, that's a difficult stage. So in the same sense that for you, maybe for women growing up, all those insecurities, comparisons, for boys it's like you like girls and it's very difficult to get one. So it's, yeah, that obviously is a tough period. Then I think the next stage is, you know, I remember having this friend who was in his 20s and he was looking for a girlfriend. So he didn't have a girlfriend and he was spending a lot of energy looking for a girlfriend, right? And I was like, oh, I'm glad I passed that, because you can dedicate your energies to other things. And yeah. And then what happened to me is like, then, you know, you have I had a son, and then you think that you're going to remember of those little moments when he was a kid. If you ask me now, like for me, my son is the present, and I can't think about back to those feelings that like how he was when he was one or two or three. And unless I go and look at a picture or watch a video of him, that's gone. It's like I can't even relive that. I can have like some memory of a particular event, but still, like I can't have the same feeling that I had when I can't just relive that. It's just so what I notice is I live always in the present, because I can't relive the past. You know, I just cannot bring it back to the present.
Except
so,
for
well, that's happened. But oh, sorry.
No, I was going to say, except for that time with the marathon, and his birthday.
With the
marathon that you ran.
Yeah, well, you know, yeah, exactly. I can remember some specific events, but if you ask me, oh, you know, try to relive the experience, like I can laugh about it because I remember some of the facts, but I can bring the emotions don't come so easily.
Why do you think is that?
I just think I think the past is the past. I think we live in the present.
No, but it's not true, because like that's why becoming aware of your own shit is so important in the now, right? But basically you see life or you have your relationships based on the traumas of the past, in the experiences you accumulated, and that's why the Buddhists go about purification, right? Which is releasing all the fucking shit that gets stuck there. And I think the aging process and how you experience life every day, it's all down to that, the inner work you do about the fucked up things that happen. Are you going to let them go, or you repeat the same thing? Like, for example, for 20 years of my life, which is still a shame, and I know, Nico, you said just enjoy life more, but sometimes I still get pissed off that 20 years of my life had this extreme fear of men, because a traumatic event with one man that tinted all the experiences for the next 20 years. You know, like, and that's one example of a big trauma, but...
Yeah, and you give me a perfect segue, because I wanted to say something else that... If you think about it, like, let's hold on for a moment, no? And think about time. Like, it's relative, because you say I spent 20 years of my life, you know, trying to get, you know, having to rebuild the relationship with boys.
Yeah.
And on the other side, it's like, well, it doesn't matter. Like, what are we here for then? We are here to... So what I say is, like, we are here to learn. And it doesn't matter how long it takes you or how long... It's relative, because you are growing and freeing yourself for the things that happen to you in your life. So it doesn't matter how long it takes. You know, it's what's the point? What are we rushing to?
Yeah, it's, I guess, because for 20 years, you can remember how great the perspective of the world was and how little fun you had due to that trauma and how alone and isolated you were. So that's and then once you are a little bit more healed, like I am now, I enjoy so much more everything. Like, yeah, you know?
But I'm sure that if you are honest with yourself and start really thinking during those 20 years, I'm sure you had great moments despite of that what happened.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's true.
But sometimes we tend to see the past as something bad or whatever happened or regrets, and that, yeah, you know, we're talking about regrets in the past, right? But I think there's always, if you start thinking about what's happened in the past, and I'm sure it came out some great memories, but sometimes we tend to just don't remember those things because we focus more on other stuff.
But what about you? Do you have, like, I know it's quite hard because I get you in the spot, but do you have a mini trauma in your life that then sometimes you catch yourself going, fuck, this is what I'm living now. It's not true, but I'm seeing it like that because of what happened before.
All the time. All the time.
Mm.
Yes. And I think, in you know that I think it's in Kabbalah that they say that everyone has a thing that is called I think it's the name is Tikkun, if I'm not mistaken, and they say that it's we come to here to Earth to try to like get rid, or you know, we have something to like one mission, if you want, something to that we have to work on. And when you think about those things, again, that, it doesn't matter how long it's going to take. And sometimes that thing that happened to you that you have to work on, sometimes you just get rid of it for many, many years. And every now and then they come again a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah.
When I moved to New Zealand and I had a lot of years of therapy in Argentina, and I thought everything was like, okay, all done and dusted. I'm completely free of those things.
Yeah.
And when I came here, everything arises like from zero. It's like, what happened here? I was so secure of myself that I have already got rid of all those things, and it was not the case.
That's so true. That's when you have the alarm that you have more work to do. Pablo, do you have that kind of things or no?
No, because I feel that's more subconscious. So yeah, something happens to you, and then you're in the, you know, in your subconscious, you know, this will affect you in some way. If it was a traumatic experience, yes, you know, in the future you will. This will affect you, but that's why I feel like I'm always living the present. For me, it's like, you know, whatever happened in the past, I can't really bring it back. I'm just living the present and learning from the past, yes, but you know, every time something happens to you, you learn from the experience. Next time you'll do better. That's fine. But yeah, no, I don't feel the past has, I mean, obviously it has a lot, but not in a conscious way.
I know, yeah. But that's the thing, right? So, because for example, now, when I started to wake up, the place I live, I have, you know, friends from all ages, and, you know, there's 70 or 80 years old people. And you just really can tell the ones that did not do any fucking inner work, because they are trapped in their fears and they create this cocoon of comfort and they do the same things, and there is no more challenges, it seems. I don't know, maybe it's because I don't see them, okay? But, and that's what I mean, like sometimes, if you don't really put the work to become conscious of the subconscious shit, you get stuck in one level. And the price to pay for getting stuck on that level is not to feel higher things. That's I think that's key. Because, you know, like they always say, the deeper the roots, the higher the tree and all that. I truly believe on that. The more darkness you see, the more light you experience. And I think that's why some people, you know, they say people die at 25 and they bury them at 75, right? There's a lot of people that they live dead.
But that's why they peaked at 25. And, you know, they peaked that was their height of their experience. And then they will always go back to that time when they were 25 and they were doing this or that, they picked that sport or something like that. And then everything will be related to when they were 25. And yeah, I think, as you said, you have to keep finding new challenges. If you don't find new challenges, if you're living to when memories of when you picked, then I think that's a problem.
Yes. And the other thing that caught my attention here when I moved to New Zealand is that I've seen people in their 70s, like nothing, running marathons, swimming in the sea. And it's like, that also changed my perspective because maybe in the past, I don't know, I seen like people like around 70s or something like, well, people, and I think it has to do with your inner world. It's not only, well, physical is one thing, right? People here are very trained. I've seen them walk this Tongariro crossing that it's, I think it's like 16K or so, like ups and down hills. It's quite, it's not super challenging, but it's quite a challenge. And I've seen people quite old doing this. And I was surprised and I was thinking, okay, these people have in their minds, clearly, they don't see themselves as they have 70s or 80s or whatever, because they are fit. They do lots of training to these kind of things, and then also it's mentally, I think, because you see people that are really into, for example, technology, and are really savvy on those things. They learn lots of things, and related to this is that sometimes what I like about the three of us, and I don't mean to sound arrogant here, but that if you look at the learning process, I talked about this in the past, like when you're a baby, like there's a huge peak, like from zero to, yeah, probably until 18, but there's a huge spike in the first years. You are from nothing, you walk, you learn how to talk.
Yeah.
You learn how to
university, have sex, kids.
Exactly. Yeah. Yes. And then after uni, generally, we get stuck because we don't have that challenge. And I know that there has been a lot of debate about university, if it's worth or not. But I think it's great because it gives you the possibility to challenge yourself, challenge your mind, think differently, study. And people say, but you have all the content on the internet, blah, blah, blah. Yeah, but you have to have the commitment to
do it. Practice and like, yeah.
Exactly. And
yeah, of course, deadlines.
Exactly. And pressure and dealing with stressful situations. Exactly. And after that, it's like, okay, what's next? Okay, maybe you can do a postgraduate degree or master's or MBA or whatever. But then after that, Jerry, there's a plateau and people start, okay, now I'm going to live now without any kind of study. And I read, or maybe they read, I don't know, novels or any, all those kind of things. I don't judge here, but I mean that I like that we are still challenging ourselves. We are doing new things. We are reading books, like, but really deep books, not like superficial books. So, and I think that's great because we are always keeping in that challenge mode to see how can we learn more, challenge ourselves, each other.
But that's you, and that's Paolo, and that's me.
Yeah, you know, that's why I say, I'm talking about the three of us because I know we are like that, and I really enjoy that.
But I think that gives you I mean, I love the fact that every day I wake up and I'm like ready to learn something new, whether it's reading a book. You know, there's some sort of statistic that I don't know if it's from US, that after high school, people don't really read any more books, right? And and you're going to get stuck. I think to enjoy life, you have to keep having that feeling of, I want to keep learning. Right. I don't want to stop being a child. I want to be a child all my life, in the sense, I take all the responsibilities of being an adult, but that excitement of learning, excitement of playing as well.
Yeah.
I want to keep it. I want to keep it even when I'm 80.
Yeah. But I do understand, like, for example, in the last maybe 6 months, I was unable to read many books, to be honest. And I do feel a little bit stuck. And I'm like, fuck, if that happens to me, that I just have one job and like trying to like create some new whatever, imagine having kids, having a full-time job. I don't know, Pablo, you're quite good at juggling those kind of things. I don't, and you, Nico, as well, like you still find time. But it's not, sometimes it's not easy, or you go through stages where...
Well, I listened. Nowadays I listen to audiobooks. I don't have the time to read so many books, but I listen, because you know you can be listening to a book when you're driving or when you're doing the dishes, and
yeah, that's true. But so what is the main thing that changed in your life, or like looking back, what is the best thing that aging has or started to provide or has provided you? Or I know that we're not in the end, but until now, what do you think?
Best things?
Yeah.
The relationships that you build.
That's a good one.
Yeah.
Relationship, I think the other one is you can do whatever you want. Pretty much. Like, I'm thinking it's very stupid, but... When you are younger, you depend on others, and even if you start doing your own thing and start working, you still feel like you cannot do everything that you want.
It's true.
Mm. Yeah, well, I guess in that sense that you don't have to ask permission, right?
You don't have to ask permission as well, yes.
Yes. Now, how about in terms of the physical aging? Because it's funny, because I don't know if you guys ever watched Friends.
Yeah.
And the other day they were playing on TV Friends Reunion.
So, oh, I saw it.
17 years after their last episode, they get together. And then you see Monica and Rachel obviously have a surgery. And you're like, oh my gosh, what happened to their faces? Well, Phoebe, she doesn't look like she did any surgery, and she looks great, and she looks like really natural. And you say, why do they do all those surgeries? Obviously, they're trying to keep their young looks and everything. But I think, what's your feeling about that?
I think the body image has something a lot to do with what you do, and also what you have been praising all your time. Like, of course, for a woman, beauty is important, but not to the extent where it becomes everything, right? For me, like, maybe it was like maybe too secondary. I'm not very girly, but now, just maybe in the last 5 years, I started to use face creams, you know?
I was going to ask you if you are buying face creams, actually.
I know, but I couldn't believe it when I started to consider it. But I look at the mirror and I saw, you know, especially in the forehead, and I'm like, oh, God, Mariana, it's time. And I tell you, this year, what it killed me, it was the white hairs in the front. And I'm like, OMG. I refuse to go to a hairdresser every fucking 4 weeks or whatever it is. So I'm trying to do it at home, so it's in 2 seconds. But
well, I think there's a new movement now that it's against those things, like keep it natural and natural, let the white hair.
The hair, grow, you know? I can't do it.
Yeah, the guy, I'm getting some white hair here in my beard sometimes.
Yeah. But then body wise, like I keep dancing, I keep like very, very active. I couldn't live life without that. I think to be active is the key of happiness.
Yes, and you can see lots of old people saying like, no, I'm too old for this thing.
I know.
Like, and that kills me. Like, what are you doing? Like, why do you say that?
Too old for what? Like, for example?
I don't know. It's stupid things. Like, I remember one of my friends told me that his father didn't play the... He used to play the guitar, and my friend told him, why don't we play together? The guitar. Yeah. He says, no, guitar, no, I don't play that anymore.
Yeah.
And then, why do you stop, pursuing something that you liked in the past just because in your mind you think you're old? And especially, and I have another example of a guy that I didn't know, but it was the father of a friend of mine. And she said that I think he worked for an electrician company, and he could retire, like, I think it was like, I don't know, like 55 or so. He could retire earlier, right?
Yeah.
And people sometimes say, oh, that's ideal. Like, you are 55, you're retired, get your salary. But my friend told me that he was living like a retired person.
No, 55 is like...
You know, he was living like a retired person. Like, no, he wouldn't go out. He would stay at home because he was retired. So that belief, you know?
The label, yeah.
Yeah.
It's fucking crazy.
Well, the money has to last for whatever long
he's going to
live. You know, you mentioned people being very active, and I do think that you have to, like, for example, if I want to be able to run when I'm 80, that means I have to keep running from now until I'm 80. Otherwise, I may lose the ability to run. And I think with anything, if you think about what do you want to be doing when you're 80, what you want to be able to do with your body and with your health, I think if you think about that, then you have to keep doing it now rather than not doing it now and then start doing it when you're 65 and you've lost a lot of the abilities because you haven't used them.
Well, so you will be surprised that I do. The body actually wakes up. And like, there's a lot of like examples of people that they never done anything at 70. They start to pump up weights and then, I don't know. The body's amazing.
But the most normal is that if they didn't do anything until they're 70,
They
have to start very slowly. Like, I think if you want to be lifting weights when you're 70 or 80, which I think is a great goal to have, I think you got to start lifting weights now or, as soon as possible.
What would be the top three or five things that you would recommend us to do now in order to age at, I don't know, 80? And being like our best versions. And maybe we can wrap up with this.
I think the first one has to be your inner work. Because if you don't become aware of the shit, you know, you're not going to have the enthusiasm to go out. You won't have the enthusiasm to practice any sport. You won't have enthusiasm to love again. Or, you know, so the inner work is key. And then... Yeah, I think just push the boundaries of your fears. That's a big one for me. On the last year, I tried to do things that I was scared and did them anyway. And that's when I believe my nervous system became more resilient. And also I'm much more proud of myself because I did it.
Yes, and to that point, I've heard people say like, I'm 75. I'm not going to change. And I'm like, you can change.
So
you
true.
Can change.
That's so true.
What about you, Pablo?
Well, I mean, for me, the most important things in that I'm keeping in mind is relationships, and then having a healthy lifestyle that I'm keeping in terms of aging. So yeah, having a good healthy diet, doing exercise, and focusing on relationships, and focusing on the things I like doing.
Nico? Well, you said pretty much everything. I would only add that keep that inner child, you know, be curious, try new things. Don't get stuck with what you were. Always challenge yourself.
Totally. Sorry. Spanish got filtrated there.
Excellent. All right, guys.
Okay, people.
Any other thoughts? Paolo, you want to say something else?
No.
All right.
Okay,
people. I am muted.
Sorry. You have nothing to say.
Okay. No, yeah. Yeah, and I thought that was a good some good thoughts about aging in terms of dealing with your past and looking into the future and, yeah, living the present.
And can I say one thing? Because I know you noticed that I didn't swear in the whole thing, but basically what
you
I was...
You did swear once, but that's fine.
Okay. Yay, okay, less, they counted. Much,
yeah, less than another episode.
Because I wasn't angry.
and thank you our audience for listening also thank you so much
but
thank
I want
you to age properly
what? Basically all this chapter is a cry of us to everybody to wake the fuck up because you live once. That's what I wanted to say. I hope you like my
yes.
rap.
But let me just say that our listeners, they're already awake, and that's why they're listening to our podcast, and we thank that very much.
That's true.
Okay. 1, 2, 3.
Bye.
Hope you enjoyed this conversation of beautiful ghosts. We invite you to join our community in our Facebook page. Get in touch if you'd like to talk with us or be a guest in the podcast. To find out when new conversations are being published, subscribe to the YouTube channel or in your favorite podcast app. Our website is beautifulghosts.org. We appreciate your feedback and comments. Have a beautiful week.